Love wasn't soft in my house. It didn't come with hugs or warmth or bedtime stories. Love came with conditions, with raised voices, with fear. When you grow up in chaos, you don't realize it's chaos. It's just normal. Screaming matches that shook the walls, holes in the drywall from angry fists. Nights when I'd hide in my room and stare at the ceiling, counting how long the silence lasted between explosions. The quiet wasn't peace, it was the warning before another storm. My parents loved each other the only way they knew how, through pain. They fought like enemies, and when they weren't fighting, they were recovering from it. And I was always in the blast zone. Not always the target, but always hit by the shrapnel. I learned early that speaking up could get me hurt. That showing emotion was weakness. That it was safer to disappear than to be noticed. My mom had her own demons, wounds from her past that bled into her parenting. My dad was hardened, quick to anger, and even quicker to shut down. Sometimes he'd vanish for days, and when he came back, there were no explanations, just tension and tired eyes. There were moments when I could see their love trying to push through. A shared laugh. A quiet meal. But it never lasted. The fights always returned, like clockwork. And I started to believe that love was just another word for hurt. Outside the home wasn't any better. School felt like a war zone in its own way. The teachers didn't know how to handle kids like me, kids carrying invisible baggage. I acted out. I was angry, restless, mouthy. I was constantly in trouble, constantly being told I was a problem. So I leaned into it. If I was going to be labeled the bad kid, I'd play the part. I started skipping school, sneaking out, picking fights. I found my crew, the ones like me. Misfits. Survivors. Boys who knew what it meant to fend for themselves, to stuff their pain behind bravado and aggression. By the time I was 13, I was already experimenting with weed. It dulled things. Made me laugh when I hadn't felt joy in weeks. And for a little while, it was enough. But when I turned 15, things escalated fast. I was getting high regularly. One day, while skipping school, we came across an abandoned house. I found a can of gasoline, and my friends did not believe that it was really gasoline, so I dumped it out and struck a match towards it, but it went out. I struck a second match towards the puddle of gas, and boom, it caught fire. We tried to put it out, but it only spread faster, catching the garage on fire. We ran back to school and watched 7 fire departments race to fight the fire. Later that day, I went home and told my sister told my mother, and my mother called the police. That became my first arrest, arson third degree. That charge changed everything. I was sent to reform school. It was part punishment, part last-ditch effort to fix me. But I didn't see it that way. I was angry. I blamed everyone but myself. I didn't want to be helped. I wanted to be left alone. The place was rough. Fights broke out constantly. The staff tried to act like they were doing us a favor, but most of them didn't care. We were just cases. Numbers. Problems to be managed. But even in that place, something began to shift. There were a few mentors, older guys who had made it out, who came back to talk to us. One man in particular looked me in the eyes one day and said, "You weren't born to burn, son. You were born to build." I didn't believe him. Not at first. But I never forgot those words. It planted a seed, one that wouldn't start to grow until much later. But it was there. And maybe that's all grace needs sometimes, a crack in the concrete. The truth is, I didn't know what love really looked like. All I'd known was war. All I'd learned was survival. But even then, even in my rebellion, the pieces of something better were starting to come together. A whisper in the back of my soul that said, "There's more than this. You were made for more than this." I didn't listen yet. I still had years to go before I broke. But the journey had begun. And even in the fight, even in the fire, God was watching.